Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures mixed today. The one thing in the green was old crop soybeans, as September beans were up 2 3/4 at 10.99 and a quarter, while new crop beans did rally in the last handful of trading. Minutes of trading, but they did close in the red, down 2 3/4 at 10.77 and a quarter. But that was about seven cents off of where they traded for the most of the day, which was near the lows. Wheat futures both lower in Kansas City and Chicago. December Kansas City down 9.5 at 6.58 3/4. December Chicago down 8 even at 5.78 3/4. Now, the last 5 days or so, we've been on a rally, and a lot of people were saying that the Russian tension and what's going on between Ukraine and Russia could eventually lead to less wheat on the world market and driving prices higher, but it didn't come into fruition today as the market was down. Corn futures down 3 to 4 cents. Lack of news and that lack of anything to really drive that market. We did have an export sales report that kind of kicked off today, which we'll talk about next. But the overall trend is still kind of a bearish market, not just for the grains, but really markets as a whole.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Wheat exports for 2014-15 crop year were 591,000 metric tons. For corn, for 13-14, last year's crop, 121,000. 14-15, 759. And then for soybeans, 13-14 was a little disappointing here at 94,500. But we're pretty strong here in the 14-15 crop year at 1.08 million metric tons. Next Tuesday, we have the USDA report, which is going to update the production numbers for the corn and beans and then have a little bit of wheat. It looks like for the 13-14, all estimates are kind of for the wheat to remain the same in the ending stocks at 590 million bushels. That puts stocks to use at 24%. For soybeans, the big changes are going to be in the yield. We're estimating that the yield will be somewhere around 45 bushels per acre, so not a big increase for beans like a lot of other people are saying. And if you go out to the ending stocks, that puts us just under 400 million bushels for ending stocks for soybeans for next year's crop. And the corn yield, somewhere around 170 bushels per acre are kind of the average guess. That puts ending stocks at just at 2 billion bushels and the stocks to use ratio of 15%.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle down $3 at $155.55. October down $2.95 at $153. August feeder cattle down $3 at $218.32. And October down $3 at $216.97. August lean hogs down $117 at $115.22. December down $297 at $91.82. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down $10 at $6.46 and a quarter. December down $9 at $6.59 and three quarters. September Chicago wheat down down 6.5 at 56.14. September corn down 3.75 at 359.5. December down 3 at 371.25. August soybeans up 13 at 12.50. And September up 2.75 at 10.99.25. October cotton down 40 at 63.57. And December down 33 at 64.02. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.